Hello, this is Jonathan Karl, Chief White House Correspondent for ABC News. It's Election Day, finally here. So we have a bit of a podcast special for you, a look back at the last year and a half and how the two major candidates got to this point. Let's begin with the nominee who we all thought might be here. It's the story of the overachieving Wellesley grad who became First Lady of Arkansas, then First Lady of the United States, a U.S. Senator, Secretary of State, and now, perhaps, on the verge of becoming the first woman president. Here's ABC's Brad Milkey.
It's been more than a year and a half since Hillary Clinton did what virtually everyone knew she would do, throw her hat in the ring once again after that painful defeat 8 years ago.
I'm getting ready to do something, too. I'm running for president.
She based her campaign on equality for all and boosting the middle class. She began with a listening tour, riding around Iowa in what she called the Scooby Van. But she might not have heard the rumblings of a populist movement springing up around her.
If Wall Street does not end its greed, we will end it for them.
Senator Bernie Sanders proved a bigger test than anyone thought, rallying young people and progressives, eventually pushing Clinton further to the left on trade, the environment, and Wall Street.
Secretary Clinton supported virtually every one of these disastrous trade agreements written by corporate America.
Well, I'll tell you something else that Senator Sanders was against. He was against the auto bailout.
If you are talking about the Wall Street bailout, where some of your friends destroyed this economy.
You know.
Excuse me, I'm talking.
Let him sprung.
But before all that, before her campaign had even gotten off the ground.
With that breaking news overnight, the New York Times revealing that Hillary Clinton used only a private email account, not a government account, as Secretary of State.
The world found out she'd installed a private email server on her estate in Chappaqua, New York, bypassing security systems at the State Department, potentially leaving classified messages in harm's way. In what turned out to be a rare press conference, Clinton seemed caught off guard by the backlash.
I fully complied with every rule that I was governed by.
It was hardly the first scandal the Clintons have confronted, and it wasn't the last, with questions looming over her paid speeches, her family's charitable foundation, and what many saw as a pay-to-play culture in Washington. But after a bruising primary process, she emerged.
I accept your nomination for President of the United States.
As the first woman to be nominated by a major party in our nation's history.
When there are no ceilings, the sky's the limit.
And in what had already been a campaign full of surprises, Clinton readied herself to battle against the most unconventional candidate in memory.
I alone can fix it.
ISIS will hand her the most valuable player award.
I love my children. I love babies. I don't throw babies out, believe me. Personally, I think she's an unstable person, okay?
While Donald Trump also called New York his home, the similarities stopped there. Clinton is a policy wonk, steeped in the ways of Washington, surrounded by an army of disciplined surrogates and aides. She's kept her distance from the press for months at a time. Her rallies are smaller, shorter, mild-mannered. In fact, the ferocity and outright bigotry of some of Trump's supporters at times led to overreach.
You could put half of Trump's supporters into what I call the basket of deplorables.
But nowhere were their differences more obvious than on the debate stage, as Clinton, with a battery of facts, smiles, and one-liners, mercilessly needled Trump.
From everything I see, has no respect for this person.
Well, that's because he'd rather have a puppet as president of
no
the United
puppet,
States.
No puppet.
And it's pretty clear.
You're the puppet.
It's
and deflected his hardest punches.
I have a feeling that by the end of this evening, I'm going to be blamed for everything that's ever happened.
Why not?
Why not? Yeah, why not? Join the debate by saying more crazy things.
ABC News polls showed her winning all three debates, but for a candidate who's been labeled the most prepared in history, those same polls have shown overwhelming doubts about her trustworthiness. And despite surprise after October surprise, she now finds herself standing on the cusp of American history. I'm Brad Milkey, ABC News.
And now for the nominee that none of us saw coming until he started winning. Donald Trump, real estate mogul, New York City icon, marketer extraordinaire, thrice bankrupt billionaire, reality TV star, and populist champion of those who say they've been left behind. He, too, may be on the verge of becoming president. Here's ABC's Mark Remillard.
It started with an escalator ride and rocking in the free world.
It's great to be at Trump Tower. It's great to be in a wonderful city, New York.
And right from the get-go, the Dark Horse campaign of 2016 made headlines and never looked back.
They're bringing drugs. They're bringing crime. They're rapists. And some
I assume are good people.
Donald Trump's unlikely rise to the Republican nomination was a hard-fought battle that meant first overcoming 16 other candidates.
Lion Ted Cruz.
Little Marco Rubio.
I won't talk about Jeb Bush.
That battle turned into a nationwide spectacle through a series of debates, including the first one in August 2015 on Fox News. The first question, whether there was anyone on stage who wouldn't promise to support the eventual nominee, Trump was the only one who raised his hand.
I will not make the pledge at this time.
Okay.
Then, just a few minutes later, caused another stir when asked this by Megyn Kelly.
You've called women you don't like fat pigs, dogs, slobs, and disgusting animals. Your Twitter account
only
is
Rosie
several...
O'Donnell.
But it's that cavalier attitude that helped set Trump apart from the rest of the pack.
I think the big problem this country has is being politically correct.
And it's that mentality that changed the race for good. Trump supporters loved his brash and unapologetic attitude, and Trump parlayed that into a campaign unlike any other. No town halls, few up-close and personals with voters. Instead, Trump went big.
This is 13 or 15, but this is no fun.
Throughout the primaries, he relied on his arena-style rallies to draw tens of thousands of supporters, pack them into venues, and create a sea of red Make America Great Again hats. Trump would go on to win 41 contests and grab more than 14 million votes on his way to becoming the Republican nominee. That nomination process, however, would also prove a challenge as Trump faced a near mutiny within the GOP at the convention in Cleveland.
The party has come together, and the few people that aren't there, it's okay.
The post-convention boost wouldn't last long, though.
You have sacrificed nothing. And no one.
Kaiser Khan, the father of a fallen Muslim U.S. Army soldier, criticized Trump at the Democratic convention a week later, which led Trump to push back.
If you look at his wife, she was standing there. She had nothing to say. She probably, maybe she wasn't allowed to have anything to say, you tell me, but plenty of people have written that.
Those comments and Trump's refusal to apologize saw his poll numbers plummet through the month of August. But as the news cycle shifted into September over questions about Clinton's health, Trump saw his numbers start to return, and Clinton saw her numbers chip away.
And she can't make it 15 feet to her car. Give me a break. Give me a break.
That was also short-lived, however, as late September and into October, the Trump campaign weathered its fiercest storm yet. First, three presidential debates where many saw Clinton as the victor, then an 11-year-old video obtained by the Washington Post that turned the race upside down.
I just start kissing them. It's like a magnet. You just kiss. I don't even wait. And when you're a star, they let you do it.
That video apparently showing Trump bragging about sexual assault led to a string of women coming forward to accuse him of inappropriate sexual advances, some going as far back as 30 years. As Trump faced heavy scrutiny, he staunchly denied the allegations and began claiming the election is rigged.
We're competing in a rigged election. This is a rigged election, folks, okay?
Trump himself didn't help stop the bleeding as he doubled down against his accusers at a speech in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania.
All of these liars will be sued after the election is over.
But as October became November, Trump found the controversies dying down, Republicans who abandoned him coming back, and a gift from the FBI as it put the spotlight back on Clinton and helped tighten the polls heading into November 8th. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
So there you have it. This crazy election is about to come to an end. Thank you for listening to our podcast. We'll be back soon to talk about the results, so please stay tuned. And please subscribe and write us a review on Apple Podcasts, or wherever else you get your podcasts. I'm Jonathan Carl. Thank you for listening.